Shemayim. It's hard to identify because there's only one paragraph. Amru, Ein lo davar chavim mishim mishayim min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing more precious than somebody who fears the Rabbi Nishloilam. Mishu asher v'chachem u'bandas, v'ein b'yadi ir eskait, v'ein b'yadi klum. You can be rich, smart, and have das, and you're nothing, because you have no ir eskait. Rama called him, change b'yir shemayim, dvarav nishmoim. People listen to him. Rama lo'ayin b'adam y'orim b'yir es smart, and yir of Rama hakob b'day shemayim, chutz b'yir shemayim. That's a person's own choice. Rama kosh yir eskait, meaning everybody gets a package. The Rabbi Nishloilam gives everybody a package, but the only thing a person can decide is what he does with his package. That's Yir Shemayim. Rami calls Yir Shchata Kedamus L'Chachmasa Chachmasa Miskayemus. Right? Rami Main Yirah In Chachma. Rami Rain B'cho Amidus Gadol Meyirah V'Anava. He's quoting all these Midrashim. Rami, I guess by him it was like shaking out his hand. Rami, B'cho Mishi Mishyarei Aisi V'Aisa Divrei Taira Chachma V'Chal Taira V'Libai. If you're Mishyarei me, you keep it all in your heart. Rami Chacham Yirei Chet Aisa Uman Ukli V'Nasa V'Yadai. That's a craftsman with the tools and his craft in his hand by having Chachma and Yirah Chet. I guess the Yirah Chet makes you an Uman and the Chachma gives you Kliyam Nasai. Ramru says in Shechur Taib, that's a Medrash of Tillam, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Davin, Chayim Ad Boi, you want to live? Tzvei L'Yirah, hope for Yirah. Ramru, the Zaira says, Micheni Yirah Shemayim Ein B'Lir Anav B'Lech Sidus. He has no humility and no piousness. Ramru Chazal Shnei Chacham Amdu Bailam. It's a medrash in Matris. There were two chachamim in the world, Echad Mishal and Echad Mumasailam. Two very smart people, one from the Yidden and one from the Goyim. Achitayfu mi Yisrael, it's very interesting that he is the chacham the medrash picks, not Shlaim HaMelech. Bilam Mumasailam, Ushneim Nevdim in Ailam. That is a unreal, a very finished medrash there. It says, the medrash says, Al Yisrael Adam B'Chachmasai, Chacham B'Chachmasai, Gibber B'Gurasa Asher B'Asrai, Ki Mizai Shisal HaMispal Haskam Yedai Aisi. The Medrash says there were two rich people in the world. Kairach Mi'Yisrael V'Hama Momas, two smart people in the world. The two smart people were Achitayfu and Bilam, and they both destroyed. And then it says two rich people were Kairach and Haman. And Gibor was Shimshon, and I forgot, Goliath, I think, might have been the other one, and they were both Nevdim and Ailam, because they didn't have the Yerushalayim necessary. They grabbed it. How do you grab Chachma? The Rebbe Shem gives Chachma. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. Right? David HaMelech was like a Talmud cover of his. The answer is, Chazal is a person who learns is going to know Tyra. That means they grabbed it to themselves. It's not the Rabbi Nishlam's Chachma. Was a huge Talmud Chacham, and both were Nevdim and Ailam. Rachmana Litzlan. That's his own Parsha. Parsha's Balak. Take a look at my Sefer on Chumash. A person shouldn't learn and then rebel against his parents and his rebellion. He should go to the men of Chachma Dominion. So Nemar, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Now he splits Yiras Shemayim and Yiras Chait. We might find out when we learn Yiras Chait.
It's interesting he didn't bring Jeremiah 22. Thank you.
Mr. Goldstein has rejoined us on the phone. Just texted me that he rejoined this year. Baruch Hashem, we love people this year. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
You can always ask a question. That doesn't mean I know the answer.
So according to the Shammai, it's 7 the first week, 14 the second week, and another 14 the third week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 35.
Right.
So why don't you just take those 3 weeks out of it, and then so just take 20, just take the 80 minus 21 days.
We did. That's 59. That's the 59 days, the tefillahs that you need to post 3 weeks.
Just divide it a different way.
You can get there, you know what I mean? You can cut a, what do they say? You can, what? You can skin a cat different ways, right? It's, I mean, it's not a cat, it's a double Torah, not a double Tomei. That's right. I mean, it's a, it's all fine. Now, okay, we're going to see now, today is tomorrow, that Beishamai has many, many more than 96 tefillos, 95, and Beisil has many, many more than 35. And 95 and 35 are not accurate numbers. We're going to see that. Till now, we explained 95, we explained 35, and yesterday at the end of the Gemara said, how about according to Beisil, week number 6, number 7, meaning they went to 35. What happened later? Oh, we're not going after the relationship with the husband. That means we just ignored, according to Beisil, week 7, week 9, and week 11. That she needs Trila every day of week 7 at night, because she might have been a Nida. Every day of week 9 at night, she might have been a Nida. Every day of week 11 at night, or at least the beginning of a week, yeah, because she might have been a Nida. 11, she's Tahira, right? And 13. Depending on the whole 12 she saw, she would need tefillah all 13, which is past 80 days. So that's another 7, 9, 11, 13, 28 days that she needs tefillah for Nida. Plus the fact that once you get to week 7, Ziva becomes an issue. Because in week 4, Ziva wasn't an issue because she hadn't seen blood for 3 weeks. But in week 6 it is, and in 8 it is, and in 10 it is, and in 12 it is. So there's another tefillahs by day. Another 28 tefillahs. So there's another 56 tefillahs. The Beisil sends her for 35 and 56, if I do my math correctly, is 91. So Beisil really has 91 tefillahs in those 13 weeks. But Beisil wasn't interested in counting tefillahs. They only counted it up to day 35. That's what...
If you miss a day...
You miss tefillah, but it's not a mitzvah.
I'm not saying, but you don't do two next time.
No, there's no reason to it, no. In Beishamai, they also didn't count... The Zivas, okay, Nidus is not a problem, they send it to the mikvah every night. But Zivas, 6, 7, 9, 11, 13 might be Zivas. So they would have to go to the mikvah those 28. So Beishamai, besides the 95, have at least another 28. Because those are 4 weeks that she star after a 4 week of Tumma that might have been Zivas. Well, not so. I made a mistake. No, I take that back. I take that back. Because Zivas wouldn't be an issue because you need Shiva Nikiyam. So you would only have to go to the mikvah one every week. I take it back. I made a mistake. According to Beisil, week 7, she would have to go to the mikvah for Nida every night. And only once for Zivas at the end of the week. And according to Beisil, same thing with 9, same thing with 11, same thing with 13. So there would be 28 plus 4, another 32, that she would have to have besides the 35. And according to Beishamai, she goes to the mikvah at night anyway, it'd only be an extra 28. Because it's a shiloh of Zivas only at the end of the week. Again, 4 more. End of the week. 4 more. Not 28 more, but 4 more. So the Gemara is going to address these issues as we go along. So, yes?
Again, the first 2 weeks, if it's 7, 14, and 14.
Right. According to Beishamai. According to Beisil, it's 7, 14, 7. I'm going to make all assumptions. 7, 14, 14. Yeah, I'm sorry. Take it back.
That's
80
minus 21.
No, one second. I'll stop it. According to Beisil, the first week is 7 because of Zivas. Second week is 14 because, I'm sorry, first week is 7 because of Yelenis. So second week is 14 because of possible Zivas, possible Yelenis. The third week is only a Shiloh of Zivas.
Okay.
there's only seven according to me.
They came to an extra seven, but from different ways.
I know. I'm asking.
In the third week.
Right.
So it's 14.
They still need, 1 second, they still need 14 that week. Why would they need 14? They would need seven by day. Why would they need anything at night? They still say, they still would say, right. The show would say you do 14 by day, right? Second and third week might be Zivus, and 14 by night. It's 28. They're not. That's it's a big difference.
14-7. Look at the chart.
I don't have charts. I'll do my best.
Okay, let's go Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Rabbi Shimon. So it's 35, right?
Right. First 2 or 3 weeks.
So then at 80 minus 21
is 59.
Plus 28.
They don't count those. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Don't they count?
Which 28?
The first, according to Rabbi Shammai, there were 28 the first, there were
35 the first 3 weeks. We counted that. 35 plus 59. That's the 35 plus 59.
7, 14,
14. But according to Rabbi Shammai, there's only 28. Yeah, because they don't have Tefillah at night the third week.
And why does he only say 35 then? He's just not counting. He's only counting for 35.
Right. So we're up to Ulu Beis Shammai, which is go across Taisus Yaima and go down 1, 2, 3 lines, middle of the line, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Ulu Beis Shammai Dechashiv D'Lachar Tashmish. Next of Nami Tfilah Zava. According to Mishamed, it does go post the 35. Because they're counting 59. That means they're counting every day till day 80. So then why aren't they counting Tfilah Zava? Which means, why aren't they counting, I'm just seeing if Rashi says anything. Zogt Rashi, Tfilah Zava, the first widest line in Rashi. The Chol Shvua Tameh, right? 6, 8, 10, and 12. You have to be misuping that maybe she says Zava. The first widest line on Lamed Amud Aleph. Widest.
Three levels.
Tefillah Zava. The Chol Shvua Tameh, every week that she sees blood, besides 4th, 6, 8, 10, and 12, she has to worry about that maybe she says Zava. Because since she saw blood on day, a week of she saw blood on week 4, that might have been Nidus. And therefore, 6 would be Zavus. 6 might be a Nidus, so 8 might be Zavus. 8 might have been Nidus, so 10 might have been Zavus. 10 might have been Nidus, so 12 might have been Zavus. You don't know, because this one before, you know for sure it's not Zavus. She hadn't seen the last 3 weeks. She can't be a Zavus, she didn't be a Nidus, she wasn't a Nidus. She gave, right, we get 3 weeks clean. So all she could be on day 4 is Anita. Maybe Anita, maybe she's still in the 80 days. In 6, we have 3 Tzrekas. Maybe she's Anita. She's becoming Anita. Maybe she's a Zava. Maybe she's in the 80 days. So Mishami sends her to the mikveh every night. So in case she's Anita, it's taken care of. But why isn't she going once a week then for Zivas? She might have been a Zav in week 6. So in week 7, she's Shivin Akiyam. In week 9, it's Shivin Akiyam. In week 11, it's Shivin Akiyam. In week 13, it's Shivin Akiyam. There you have another 4 Tfilas. Let's give the Gemara a chance. It's all here. All coming up. Zav the Gemara, Tfilas Ziva, Belay the Kamari, Beziva Lord Kamari. Mishamai is not interested in Zivas. They're not counting that. They're only interested in counting birth things. Their tefillahs are in case you gave birth. Meitumah you meitarah. They're not counting zivus as an action. Frag the Gemara, making a lattice beside. You counted week 2 and 3 zivus because you might have given birth to zivus. You just told me zivus is out of the picture. Zog the Gemara, your lettuce beside the chashiv. Ziva greatest of the chashiv. When we're dealing with your lettuce, we take into part zive. But once we're past the 28, the most tumah of your lettuce, we decided not to discuss zivus anymore. So here is Beishamai ignoring 4 more tefillahs because we're not interested in counting those. I don't know why, but they decided not to count those. Frank, don't trash
it.
Dr. Rashi, no Rashi.
We're counting a number which tells you what it's going to be, right?
No, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying not. We're counting a number of certain kinds of tefillahs, and we're ignoring others. Why Bishamai did that? I don't know. Frag the Gemara, Shavuos HaKamidah actually come on. The first week, we only send it in the mikvah 7 times. Right? Why aren't we worried about zivus? Why the first week aren't we worried about zivus? Now, we spoke out the answer, but the Gemara never said it. Why the first week when she arrives, don't we say maybe she's finishing her Shivan Akiyam of zivus? Zog the Gemara, you know why? Because maybe this is the end of her 7 days. No, she has to have the Shivan Akiyam definitively. Remember, we said this yesterday. The first week is the first week we know of her. Therefore, we don't know. That can't count Shivan Akiyam that nobody knew about. It's got to be counted. The Safra law. We spoke this out. Rashi. Rabbi Akiva, the Perek Achron. He says this in the last Perek. Zavdi Gemar Viker. Saif Shua Kamalitula. Why don't we send it to the mikveh the 7th day of the first week? As a Zava. She's been here a whole week. She came on Sunday. She came by the Shabbos, really. And she's been here a whole week. She's kept Shivan Akiyam. It was Lofaneinu. She counted those 7 days in front of us. So you started sending her to the mikveh the day on the 2nd week. Why not on Shabbos? It's her 7th day. A Zava goes to the mikvah on the 7th day.
Girl.
Again, I'm not saying not to go to the mikvah at night. Why isn't she going to the mikvah? She might have been a Zava that week. So you send it to the mikvah as a suffix. We've been sending it. The whole thing is based on suffix. Why is the first week not an issue of Zivas? Because she didn't count it in front of us. Fine. But now she did count it in front of us. So day 7, she finished Zivus.
As other goes, perhaps, but what if she had a boy?
Again, we're not saying not. We're saying let her go to the mikvah an extra time. Why are we sending her to the mikvah twice a day on the 2nd week? Because maybe
once
she's
a day on the 2nd week?
During the day and one at night.
Yeah.
Why?
Once is Zivus and once.
What do you mean Zivus? We don't know. Maybe. And we don't know it was a girl. Maybe. It's all maybes. So for the same maybe, you should send her to the mikvah on Shabbos of the first week. Zog the Gemara, Chad b'shavu alay kamayri. Once a week we don't talk about. B'shavu is not interested in the once a week. They're sending her complete weeks. Therefore, by the way, this answers the previous question as well. That's why we don't count 9 and 11 and 13 and 7. It's once a week. There goes that question. Dr. Ashi, Saif Shvua Rishon, the 3rd widest line, B'yayim Ashvi Litvala, B'yayim Dilma Bein Hashemas Yishayimu, B'yayim Rishon Shabbos Lufaneinu Tar, B'kizayim Tzurim Lufaneinu, there's 7 days. Chara Tzvila B'shvua Loi Kamayri, B'ua Din D'Havin Lo Loi Shavu L'Beisil, D'Lach Shavai Tzvila Yisayrisa, L'Tzvila Salai L'Shasafik Leidam, Ha'el Bein Hashemas Yishvasa. Beisham Beisil could have been asked the same thing. Remember, she showed up on Bein Hashemashes, and Beisham counted the tefillah of that night, but Beisil didn't. Why didn't they count it? If they consider that from last week, and it's once a week, so they don't count once a week.
Yeah.
Ella, I snuri gufa is made the chadim b'shul like my real gufa parach. So going through again the trilas that happen and the trilas that we count. We're at the end of the gemara. Oh, one more kasha. Let's finish it. Frank the gemara duma shemari shem kinega join me. Maybe.
Before you get this last thing,
the one with
Zanish Mashas, so when is she going?
At night.
That.
Like the Shabbos. She arrives on Shabbos, may not
Shmashas. And if she arrives on Shabbos at 12 noon?
So if she arrives.
Zanish Mashas before Shabbos Shabbat?
What?
Before Shabbos.
No. Shabbos
day. Shabbos day.
May not Shmashas. Between Shabbos
so
and Sunday.
She came on Sunday day. Like we,
Sunday day?
She came like we usually thought about. When did we go? That night.
Right.
So then it,
so then it would only be 94. That was the problem with Beis Shammai. It wouldn't be 95. 59 and 35 equals
right.
94.
And then, right. So then we added, but I'm just saying, so when it comes to Beis Shammai, what is the extra one? She's going that
night.
That night anyway.
Why? She just arrived. It's not the first day. It's Maitre Shabbos. She arrived Shabbos afternoon during Shalosh Shudas.
Okay.
So we're sending her in the mikvah that night.
After faith?
After faith. Because maybe she gave this the seventh day of a boy.
We know she had a full queen.
But if she came on Shabbos, we also send her that night.
We're talking about a woman that showed up on Sunday. That was the whole case. If she came a week before, things would be different also. Now what we're adding is that she didn't show up on Sunday. She came in as mushes. Because if she came the day before, then she didn't show up on Sunday. Right, exactly, right. Frag the Gemara. Yoima Kama, the Asala Kaman Litvala. Sunday that she arrived. She arrived Bein HaShemashas on my Shabbos, right? Remember, that's what we just said? Why don't we send it to the mikvah Sunday day? Because even though she's not a Zava, but she didn't count 7 days in front of us, but she might have seen Shabbos if she's a Shemeres Yom. Remember we said if a woman sees one day in the 11 days, or 2 days in the 11 days, she goes to the mikvah the very next day. And that's counted in front of us the very next day. She's here. She's here Sunday. And she counted Sunday in front of us. So she should go to the mikvah Sunday. Not Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, but Sunday she should go to the mikvah.
One day we don't count.
Why don't we, why does the Gemara answer that one day we don't count? That's your question. No. That's Taisus' discussion.
Yeah, but doesn't
the
Achronim ask it?
Taisus asked it. So Taisus, because we ask the kasha, let it go on day 7, and we answer we don't count 1 day a week. It's not 1 day a week, it's 2 days a week now. Because she's going day 1 and day 7. We ask, let her go day 7. We answer we don't count 1 day a week. But now we're asking, go 1, and then it's 2 days that week, 1 and 7. So you slip count that. Dr. Gemara, Mitzavah Gedalah Kamari, Mitzavah Gedalah Kamari. Mitzavah's not interested in Shemar's time. You're right, she goes to the mikvah. She goes to the mikvah on Sunday and on Shabbos, but we're not counting Shabbos because that's once a week for Zivas, and Sunday we're not interested because we're not interested in counting Shemeres Yom. So now we've finished our count. So in truth, there's many more than 95 and many more than 35, but it's only what they counted. So let's go through it again. I'm going to take a few minutes to go through Beis Shammai and go through Beis Shaul, because the next Gemara is a summation. Not a summation of the numbers, summation of the Man D'Amrim. Number one, according to Beis Shammai, the woman arrives, Bein HaShemashas. She goes to the mikvah that night. That night she goes to the mikvah, and it's counted as part of the first week. Beis Shammai counts Maitre Shabbos, when she arrives at Bein HaShemashas, as part of week one.
I don't know, they didn't
give
birth 2 days ago.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did. Therefore what?
At the end of the 1 week?
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
It might be the beginning.
So it is. So what's wrong? Nobody's letting her have a relationship with her husband. Nobody's letting her touch Truma. We're sending her to the mikvah because of a possibility.
Worst case scenario.
Of a possibility. So all we're talking about is possibility. So yeah, so going to Beis Shammai, when they say seven the first week, right, seven nights, which they count Sunday through Shabbos night, right, that's what they're counting. It's really eight, because she goes to the mikvah the night she arrived also. They call it, they say seven, but it means eight. They counted that. The second week, she goes 14 times. Seven by day, seven by night. So now she's up to 14 and 8 is 22. The third week, she goes seven by day and seven by night. Now, why'd she go by night? She's past days of Tumah. And she's not a Nida. She hasn't seen blood in 2 weeks. The answer is because Beis Shammai holds she has to go to Mikvah at night of all 80 days. So then Beis Shammai sends her another 14. So we're up to now to 28 and 8, 36 Tfilas. Now, going to Beis Shammai, she goes the next 59 nights. I'm only saying what they counted. They counted another 59 nights because of what's her name again? Because she's in the 80 days. Now, according to Beis Shammai, on week number 5, she would have to go to the mikvah at the end of the week for 1 day. And at the beginning of the week on Sunday, because she's a Shemar Shaim. She might be a Shemar. No, she can't be a Shemar Shaim. No, can't be. Forget it. Week number 5, she'll go to the mikvah to end 1 week. That's an extra one besides the 95 Beis Shammai counted.
What?
She would have to go to the mikvah on the end of that week, of week 5, because she might have been a Zavit, the end of her Shiva Nikiyam.
Not counting one.
I said, that's one extra than Beis Shammai counted. No, they didn't count it. But she is going to the mikvah.
To 95.
We're up to the 95 now. Here are the extras that are not counted. Right. Now here we go to the week 7, 1 at the end of the week, 9, 1 at the end of the week, 11, 1 at the end of the week, and 13, 1 at the end of the week. 13. That's five extra tefillos that this woman had to do that Beis Shammai didn't count. Yes.
I never understood this. What are we gaining on the deal when the numbers are false?
So I think I'm going to explain that in 2 minutes. What we're gaining on the deal. That's Beis Shammai's 95 plus 5. 95 that they counted and 5 that they didn't count. Really 6 that they didn't count. Because the first day she arrived, she might have been a Shemar Yishayim. So really, it's 101 tefillos according to Beis Shammai. 95 they count and 6 they didn't count.
Night,
but not the first day. Sunday day, she has to go because of Shemar Shai. Beis Hill counts 7 the first week. They don't count the one of Bein Hashmashes because they say that's last week. So even though it's really 8, they only count 7.
The reason why, if you don't count 1,
Beis Shammai counted it this week. Beis Hill says it's been as much as we look at it last week. So it's really 7 that they count. You have to wait till I finish. 8 is the one that is an extra that they didn't count. The second week is 14. The third week is 7. Because they don't have a tefillah at night the third week. There's no reason. They don't send a woman to the mikvah every one of the 80 nights. So therefore, they have 14 the second week because of Zava and maybe it's the Mei Tumah, and only 7 of Zivus the third week. So they have 28 they count and 1 that they didn't count. They also have to count the one of Shemar Yishayim. They don't count that either. So really, it's 28 that they counted and 2 that they didn't count.
Where's the extra 7?
What? I'm not finished yet. So that's 28. On week five, Beis Shammai Beis Hill sends her to the mikvah every night because of Nidus. Now, Beis Shammai didn't have to count that because she's going to the mikvah every night anyway. She might have become a Nida the first day of week 4. She might have become a Nida the second day of week 4, the third day of week 4, the fourth day of week 4, the fifth day of week 4.
Each day.
Now, that's only according to Beis Hill. Beis Shammai doesn't count those because he's going to the mikvah night anyway. So that's Beis Hill's 35 plus 2 that they didn't count. They also have 7, 9, 11, 13, the 4 at the end that they don't count either. So if you want to add Beis Hill, there's 35 that they counted and there's 6 that they didn't count.
Okay.
So they are at really 41, not 35. So Beis Shammai is at 101, and Beis Shammai is at 31, 41, but they only count. Now, yes, Rabbi Renner. No. Yeah, but she's going anyway, that's too much. Once she goes for one reason, she doesn't have to travel extra for each reason. Correct. Correct. Zog to Gemara. So what's the price of telling us if it's not accurate numbers? Zog to Gemara, Shema Minatlas. This price is teaching us three Kedushim. Shema Minat Rebbe Kivi, Zamina Mitzvah Vafenenu. By not making your travel during the day the first week, the Bais is saying we hold like a Mekiva that Zivus, the seven Nekiyim, have to be counted in front of us, not maybes. Usmamina Reb Shimini, the Amrav, Avamu Hakam Masav Asas Kain, Shematavu Ledei Shafik. Remember, we asked, let her have a relationship with her husband. Let her have a relationship with the husband on the last day of day seven, of week seven. Let her go to the mikveh by day and have a relationship with her husband. And we said, Reb Shimon said, no, she might still see. So if that's Reb Shimon, she said, don't let her have a relationship during the day.
You can't
ask because
you see
that. Right. And Shemamina, that's the second Shita. Shemamina, Shilim, Mitzvah. And we teach me that both Bishami and Bishil hold, you go to the mikveh at any point that it's a suffix. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a dialect, Shilim, Bachwainim, but I mean it to Lubis, Mana Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, she goes to the mikveh at the night of 34. After 34, because then it's practical, she's going to become mutter to her husband, and then she doesn't go to the mikvah till after 13 weeks. No reason. What are you sending her for? What are you worried about? Tfila b'zmana? Then now he's not worried about tfila b'zmana. Dr. Rashi. L'haishnu yagufa we did it. No Rashi. That's just Gemara. Now we go back. I didn't write a test because I have no idea how long this was going to take me. I said we would learn a number a week. I was wrong. A, to blot. And B, it didn't take me a whole week. It took me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and half a Thursday. It's half a week. Once we do a half a week, it's like, you know, like, what?
This is a blot and a half. We did a
blot. We started the Gemara. Yasser Rabin, two lines from the bottom of Chatzas Amar Aleph. I knew this would happen. I wasn't shocked that I prepared so I should be able to keep the numbers in my mind. And even as I went through them a million times, you get confused, you know. It's like, especially I didn't work, I tried not to work with charts, because since I don't have a chart in front of me here, if I relied on charts, I'd be lost. So I tried to make my charts in my own mind.
Maybe you can make your own chart.
I could make my own chart. Right?
29B, really, the cards go 5B, so you know that there was.
you don't think Pascal's Gemara should start there?
in fifth grade. I think, this is exactly the Gemara they should start. A, it would be an education for them about Nida and Ziva, I would teach them all that. Right? You know, I'm a big believer. Why don't kids learn Taurus, not in fifth grade, in eighth grade? Because Rebbeim don't know it. To the kid, there's no difference. Nezikin and Taurus, all new. What's the difference? You go to a sixth grader and you teach him on the Basra. All new stuff. You teach him Caleb, it's also all new stuff. But the difference is, the Rebbe knows about the Basra, and the Rebbe doesn't know Caleb. How's he supposed to know Caleb? He never learned Caleb, because his Rebbe didn't know Caleb, and his Rebbe didn't know Caleb.
Well, Caleb's the problem. Most of these
objects. Right, okay. I picked the wrong one. Nikoyim.
This is very interesting. My grandson, as far as kid, just started Chazal Gemara.
Very good.
And they, for Pesach, what was the homework? Chazu that dot 101 times.
Beautiful. Did he do it?
Of course he did.
I'm happy.
He's the poorest kid.
I'm happy. Very happy. You know, Rabbi Yishev said, why do they start about Makat Matiyah? Why don't they start Brachas? To teach kids the Shivas of somebody else's object. So he said, Zok to Mishnah. I heard it from Shem Rabbi Yishev. Hamapelis.
I meant also not.
Oh, okay. Hamapelis. Liyaymem. a woman that miscarries the 40th day of a pregnancy. Eina cheshes levlad. It's not a baby. Babies aren't formed till at the end of 40 days of pregnancy. It takes 40 days of conception. Before that, it's called Maya Baalma. I'm going to say something shocking. Before 40 days, there would be no question of abortion. It's not a baby. There would be a question, but not a tzricha. It would be a question of wasting zera, whatever it is. But as far as baby is concerned, it's not a baby. There's no days tuma, there's no days tara, there's nothing. She didn't have a baby. It doesn't call the baby. Not a baby.
No monetary penalty.
Right, not a baby.
Why is it
so? What do you mean? What do you think created what it created? I said, I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not getting involved. There is a chassid zera here. They're wasting whatever was there. If somebody did abortion.
The man that's doing it, the woman that's doing it.
No, I'm talking about abortion. If somebody aborts, he's doing shikra. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, I'm not getting involved. It's just machlekes v'shein, I don't want to get there. Like, the yoimem aleph. What? Not before day 40. After 40, starts the whole thing where a guy is chayev for arigis uber, and a yid is a machloikis. They're not chayev, is it us or not? I'm not, you know, this is as controversial as it gets, and therefore we leave it alone. See, tshuva, Titzeliezer wrote a bunch of tshuvas, but Maisha wrote tshuvas. Machmana Litzman, is they talk about children that have tesex, and they are diagnosed in utero whether the woman is allowed to have an abortion. This is the Shaila, Rabbi Sha'asard, Rabbi Titzeliezer was mater, and it was a very controversial machlok. Today, Baruch Hashem, they have Dar Yisharim, and that's supposed to eliminate the whole Shaila. Right? They have boys and girls get tested by Dar Yisharim, and they have the thing, and you call them up, and they make the match, and they tell you if they're carriers, and then they don't do the shidduch. That was the purpose of Dar Yisharim, to eliminate Tesa.
What did you say, Tazwad? What is it called?
Nothing.
It
it's water. Maya Baalma, the Gemara calls it water. Water. The Yoy Mem Aleph, on day 41, Tesha Lezachar, might be a Zachar, might be the Kevin, it might be nothing, Nita. Might be nothing. No days of Tara, 14 days of Tumah. Mishmah Leimer, Yoyim Mem Aleph, Teisha L'Zachar L'Nida, Yoyim Peir Aleph, Teisha L'Zachar L'Kevah L'Nida. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a girl doesn't get formed till day 81. He says there's a difference in the formation of a baby. Day 41 for a boy, day 81 for a girl. And therefore, till day 80, there is no Shash L'Kevah. And she would not have to keep 14 days of Tumah. Anyway, she doesn't get days of Tara because it might be a Nida, but there's no 14 days of Tumah. So if after 7 days she's clean, she can go to the mikvah and she's fine.
At day 42.
He holds that a girl is not formed till day 80.
What is it then?
Maya Baalma.
How do you know what it is, Maya
Baalma? You don't, but you don't have to keep 14 days of Tumah.
Why do you say Maya Baalma? Why don't you say Hermaphrodite or Tumtum?
Because the Gemara doesn't say... Hold on a second. All he's saying is, Rabbi Shmuel, that just like day 37, it's Maya Baalma, Maya boy, because it's not formed yet. At 42, if it would be a girl, it wouldn't be formed. Therefore, if there's a formation, it's got to be either a boy or an air sac. But it can't be a girl for Tumah because a girl wouldn't be formed anyway. That's what he's saying.
The only time Tesha was up with him is after 81.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. Shazachar nigmar l'mem aleph, v'nekeva l'pei aleph. Chachamim aimrim, echad b'yazachar v'echad b'yaznekeva, zeh v'zeh mem aleph. They say there's no difference. Babies are formed on day 41, not on day 81. Rashi. I'm a pelas shoya, liyay mem litvilasav. 40th day of going to the mikvah. So here's a woman, went to the mikvah, and she had a miscarriage 38 days later, 39 days later, on day 40. She wouldn't have to keep any days of tumah.
That's why she's called
shoya. What else?
Misha.
What? What?
We have clouded.
No. Hold a second. Chatzitza would be an issue. A, is it a later? Is it not a later? B, what day is it? Because she shouldn't have a chatzitza before day 40.
Well, Shilia, we have a cloud that has to have a flood with it.
Only after 40 days. That's what he's saying.
So Shilia before 40 is still called a Shilia.
Exactly.
What's the difference between Tanakama? In this case, what is
the Gemara asked us. Not as good as Titus or Akrinim. Right, but it's the Gemara's kasha. Ein hachashash es levad, so enigma yitzirasai, ad sheyichlu kol mem yayim. Leida, lenida, dumad like a vlad. The Gemara in the fire, Shlomo Huskun Zachar, Rashi said that 5 times. What difference does it make if it's a boy? If she doesn't keep any days of para, and she's keeping 14 days of tumma, where does boy come into play? Let me just finish one more Rashi. Teishav lezachar, zayim et tumma, but the little lady invested, even she has no blood. I was why I'm the cave of Lekka Lestuka. There's no 2 weeks of the cave. In 20 times, she is the cave of Lepe Aleph. And the cave is not formed until day 81. Yes?
I'm sorry, I'm seeing your coffee. Again, up till day 40, there's no problem of abortion. Is that what Rebbe said?
I backed off of that.
No, I'm not saying the lady. She says, I did everything to prevent having getting pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant. And my husband doesn't want to be pregnant. Whatever. Is that a good reason?
Again, I'm not going there. I'm just going to answer that if a guy does an abortion before day 40, they didn't kill anybody. A guy cannot kill a fetus. If a guy kills a fetus, he's chayav misa. However, having said that, if a guy does an abortion before 40 days of pregnancy, they're not chayav misa. That I'll tell you. I'm not going to get involved in Yidden now. Chayim. Yeah, I can say that. But not Chayim Misa even after day 40.
Right.
It's not Chayim Misa and Ariga Suber. So it's not Chayim Misa. But a guy who's Chayim Misa and Ariga Suber would only be after day 40. Right. Yes.
If she sees on 34, which is during the 40 days of a Zachar, it's also during the 66 days of an Akeva. Right? So at that point, she might be a Nida, she might be a Lettuce. She saw on day 34, it might be there was no days of Tara. So what is she if she sees on day 34? A Nida. This woman kept 14 days of Tumma. Then she was clean. Then on day 34, she had a period. Is she tummy or not? If it was a baby, she wouldn't be tummy. If it was not a baby, she's a nida. Again, anyway, she's not living with her. But again, right? Then tags of etiriyai member echad. Then she sees 8 days later. So now, if she was a nida, then she's a zava. If it was a boy, then she's a nida. Again, there's three options. If you don't give me a chance to explain, you'll never. I agree, you won't follow. Let's try it again. A woman miscarried. We don't know whether it was a boy, a girl, or nothing. We don't know. So this woman, for 14 days, she can't have a relationship with her husband. Maybe it was a girl. After that, she sees blood. She's a suffix nida. She might be in the 88 days, 66 days of Tara. She might not get any Tara because she might have been a nida. Might not have been a birth. So this woman sees blood. She might be a nida. She might be nothing.
After
15 days, forget abortion. She miscarried on day 42 of her pregnancy. Now we're finished. Now we're starting the days of Tum and Tara. Forget those 42 days. They're history. Now, she counts 14 days of Tumah because it might have been a girl. She has no days of Tara because it might not have been anything.
She has no days of Tara. Halachically, we don't give it to her.
Right.
Well, we have to.
It might have been there. We just can't give it to her because we don't know. Now, Baba, don't. Stop. Stop. She sees blood on day 21. After birth. That's past the days of Tumma. I picked 21 randomly. 21. So we say, you're Tumma because you might be a Nida. You might not be a Nida because you might be in the middle of the 66 days of Tara. So she sees herself like a Nida. Right? She sees blood again on day 29, 8 days later. Right? She might be a Zava. Right? She might not have any days of Tara. Or she might be nothing because she might be in the middle of the days of Tara. For a girl. We don't know what she had. So it's a suffix. Suffix Zava or suffix nothing. Okay. Not suffix Nida. She can't be a Nida at that point. Either Zava or nothing. Now, this woman didn't see blood until day 34. Not 21. She didn't see 21. She saw day 34. Suffix Nida, suffix nothing.
Or boy.
Again, just please don't say suffix whether she had days of Tara or not. I don't care.
We're still within this.
Again, why are we complicated? Why don't you let me just explain it once?
34 meters.
Still haven't given me a chance. I know exactly what you want to say, and I'm trying to explain it my way.
Okay.
She saw blood day 34. She might have no days of Tara, so she's a Nida. She might have days of Tara 66. She's nothing. Now, she sees blood day 41. Now, when we said 21 and 29, it was pointed out that she can't be a Nida. Because if 21 was Nida, then she's a Zava. If 21 was nothing, 29 is nothing. Here, there's a three-way suffix. Because it might have been a boy. And if it's a boy, 34 was days of Tara, but 41 is Nida. So on 41, she has a three-way suffix. It might be nothing because she's in the 66. It might be Zava because 34 was Nida. And it might be Nida because it was a boy. And therefore 41 is the first day of Nida. Because the first 40 is Tara. So boy makes a difference on what happens on day 41 if she saw day 34. Because if she sees 34 and 41, for a girl that's no different. She's in days of Tara. So 34 would be a suffix Nida and 41 would be only a suffix Zava. But because she sees 34 and 41 and it might have been a boy. But now 41 is a three-way suffix. Which means her calendar is all messed up. Is she now a Zava? Is she now a Nida? Is she nothing?
Okay.
there's a new suffering that's put into the play because a boy. Because it might have been a boy, 41 is different than 29. 21 and 29 is two suffixes. Leida nida, leida zava. There's never a three-way suffix. For 34 and 41 is a three-way suffix. Leida nida, zava. Because it might have been a boy. So that's where boy comes into play. That a woman who sees 34 and 41 now doesn't know. Am I a nida? Am I a zava? What happens if I see 49 now? Am I starting nidas? Am I starting zivas? Where am I?
41 could only become a zava if we see
34. If she saw 34, and 34 was nida.
34 was nida. And that means it was nothing. So there would have been, you made tahara for a boy. So.
Right. Fine, I'll continue tomorrow. We need to write the test today. Even though...